As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, October the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to July, Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name remains William Roberts. Always good news. Well, news anyway. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you call in at area code 512, part of that 512 conspiracy, 904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost, like become vocal, local host at centurytel, 1L there, .net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, the Big Mo, 65647, that postal zip zone. Big shout-out this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all broadcasting our content to their audiences, and we thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals remain under fire. As damage control to show up, the U.S. dollar image continues to make news. Wall Street and equities markets bleeding red ink. Talk about all of that in the financial segment. More pharmaceuticals spread cancer. Yeah, baby, wait till you find out how they spread them. Windmill contagion, gas for export, but none for you. Yeah, we'll talk about that, too. British banking history, well, we're going to move from there into something else. Federal Reserve banking currency, money, we'll talk about all that in the second hour as well. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $11.90. Yeah, red ink in the metals this morning. $1,649 even. Silver off 15 cents at $30.34 a troy ounce. Platinum down 27 bucks at $1,479 even. Palladium up 3 bucks at $587, there's your gainer for the morning, $587 in palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,640.60 for a low, $1,679.50 for a high, a pretty nice spread there, almost 40 bucks. But at $1,649 even, take heart, little flock, your gold is still up, $333.70 an ounce for a 25.38% return on your investment, and you ain't getting that on Wall Street or Main Street. The London gold fix this morning, the Vite Boys in London, well, they threw their dart at the board, rang up the bells and all that, and they blew it. Anyway, they're too high. $1,672. Will it come back to that zone? Maybe. Possibly. It'll take a few jacks and some air to get it there, but it might go back up to 1672. The SPDR gold shares overnight, well, they added a little bit, and we'll tell you about that right after this.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Got all that out of the way. That's behind us now. Let's put the rest of this market report behind us as well. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $11.90. At $16.49. Will it go back? It probably will. Let's see what we got over there right now. Gold is off $10 at $16.48, according to MarketWatch. Anyway, silver off 15 cents as well at $30.34 a troy ounce. Don't imagine that you're going to put your fingers on any silver at that price. However, anytime soon, expect to pay a premium and find scarcity when you're shopping. Platinum off $27 at $1,479 an ounce. Palladium up $3 at $587. Again, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market are widespread. We're going to continue to see these, folks. We're going to continue to see spreads getting bigger and bigger and bigger. As the prices go up in the gold markets, you're going to see $50, $60, $70 swings. And right now, we're looking at a $40 swing in gold so far this morning. $1,640.60 for a low. $1,679.50 for a high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, wow, they took a slap upside the head. You want to talk about red ink, you'd be happy not to be there. Off 258 points at 10,655. The NASDAQ closed down 80 at 23.36. The S&P 500, not to be outdone, closed down 32 at 10.99, now under the 2,000 mark there. The SPDR gold shares overnight added 0.3 metric tons, their first edition in a while. Their claim this morning, ostensibly, as we have to say, they're claiming to hold 1,232.23 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest at $65.6 billion at these spot prices. Crude oil this morning off another $1.75 at $75.86 as that petrodollar seems to be weakening. That's good news for us, not good news for others. The U.S. dollar index this morning all over the news. We'll talk about it in a moment. Bumps up 7 basis points at 79.73. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie heading south, as they say, down another 11 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar, the buckaroonie, at 94 cents U.S. Yeah, it was on the other side for a while, quite a while, actually. The Mexican peso, not to be outdone, hanging onto the corner of their tortilla, up 21 basis points, and yet you're very, very close to falling below the 7 cent mark this morning. Your multiplier, if you're in the peso's bigness, you're going to go down and see Lucy and Tia Joanna. Well, you're going to trade your pesos, 14.01 pesos per dollar this morning. The euro, $1.32 against the U.S. dollar, bumping up 0.9% as the euro continues to slip and slide. I don't know why they don't point out the British pound more often, but they don't. It's still strong at the top of the list here. Although it's off 22 basis points this morning, it exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.54. The Swiss franc, the central bankers over there working their magic. They got their jackboot on the throat of the Swiss franc, driving it continually lower and lower. Off 10 basis points this morning, exchanges against the U.S. dollar in the Forex market at $1.08 U.S. In the bond market, depressingly low yields. Be very careful about buying these bonds. Who would? Who would want to? The yield on the U.S. Treasuries, our bonded indebtedness this morning, not much of a yield there, 0.24%. The 10-year doesn't offer any improvement at 1.75%. That's supposed to be the benchmark? Wow. 30-year at 2.73%. So if you want to lose a lot of money in a hurry, buy bonds. You know, we got inflation running between 8 and 11. Some people say it'll go much higher than that next year, and you're going to get involved in a product that'll only return you 0.24%. Wow. This might as well pitch your, instead of that, why don't you give me a yell, huh? Just throw me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'll give you an address where you can send all of your money. Just send it to me. I'll give you nothing back, and so will Treasuries. The mortgage market this morning, 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 3.37% a month ago to 3.35% this morning. The 30-year likewise moves down in the fixed-rate national average from 4.21% to 4.00% as they try and entice more people to become borrowers. Never a borrower nor lender be. That was Shakespeare's advice. I think it's good advice. Prime rate this morning, chiseled in stone at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio, gentlemen, it'll take you 54.34 ounces of silver to bring home, but just 1 ounce of gold. Let's jump into the Econo Day calendar this morning, see what's happening in the world around us. Where we find this morning, the ICSC Goldman store sales out, Red Book is out, Sarah Bloom Raskin is going to speak, and everyone's waiting breathlessly for that. The Bernanke speaks at 10. Yeah, he's probably speaking right now. She watches the stock market collapses. Factory orders will be out as well at 10. Tomorrow, you'll get the mortgage bankers purchase apps will be out. Thursday, the jobless claims, and of course, the employment situation will be out on Friday. So things are still up in the air for the week. Let's look at the ISM Manufacturing Index, which came out yesterday. Employment picked up and production picked up, but orders in the manufacturing sector are flat at the very best. So they're hiring more people. They're making lots of widgets. But unfortunately, it always takes two sides to every transaction. There must be a buyer and there must be a seller. So you can hire people and you can make things. But unless people are buying it, you can't sell it. And that's what's happening. Orders in the manufacturing sector are flat at the very best, according to September data from the Institute for Supply Management, whose composite index came in at 5.16. Well, it's 51.6. Anyway, it's just numbers, right? Now the bad news in the report. I like the way they're getting down. They're getting down. I like economy. They're getting with the program. Now for the bad news in the report, they write, new orders are under 50 for a third month in a row, though just barely at 49.6 in a reading that hints of a fractional contraction in final demand. Wow. Wordsmiths. A fractional contraction in final demand. Manufacturers waiting for new orders to pick up have been chewing through back orders in recent months and continued to do so in September as backlog orders fell 4.5 points to 41.5. So they had stuff on the shelf and they're getting down to the bottom of the shelf, maybe even out of the bottom of the barrel. Stocks are moving off opening lows, but this report, given the weakness in orders, isn't likely to trigger much of a rally through the session. And it didn't. Anyway, here's the next one. Construction spending. Construction made a comeback. Yeah, there's a comeback kid swinging his heart framing hammer in August, largely from the public sector, although major private components also gained. Construction spending in August rebounded 1.4% in August, following a 1.4% drop in July. So you just average the two out and you see that, hell, it's zero. The rise in August came in much higher than the consensus forecast at 0.02 little percent decrease. Well, that's that article. Let's jump to the next one. The ICSE Goldman store sales, all right, chain store sales, strengthened in October. All right, that's your Dollar General, I guess. Maybe it's Macy's, I don't know. Anyway, it strengthened in the October 1 week, rising 0.1%. I'll tell you, you got to be an accountant with a sharp pencil to notice that increase. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Man, peering through the window into the outer world, we're looking at the ICSC Goldman Star sales here off the Econo Day calendar, trying to figure out what on earth is really happening, right? Chain store sales strengthened again in the October of the first week, rising 0.1% for a plus 3.7% year-on-year rate. That's up one full percentage point from the prior week. I guess that's good news. ICSC Goldman Star sales say the falling gasoline prices are giving a boost to the consumer's discretionary purchasing power. Falling gasoline prices. I don't know about y'all. I went out to go through the extortion racket and get new license tags on my truck so I could travel on the public ways. Anyway, went through that process, and I thought, well, after I got it inspected, I might as well stop in and wash the windshield, check the oil, and fill up the diesel tanks. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was it. I'd come into town. I thought, well, maybe I'll just go and get a beer and a sandwich someplace, you know, as long as I'm in town. Bright, sunny day that it was. Well, after I got done with my license office, the inspection on the truck, and going in and filling up with diesel. I rarely fill it up anymore. I haven't filled it up in a long time anyway. I filled it all the way right to the top. I was out about $150. I tell you what, I didn't have any appetite for a sandwich or a beer. I went back to the house, made a cup of soup. Anyway, that's the way things go. Here's the Red Book. The chain store sales slowed slightly in the October first week to a same store year-on-year rate of a plus 4.1% for a 1/10 dip from the prior week. It's that 1/10 dip that gets you every time. One prior week, month to month. Redbook's tally is down 0.1%, which points to flat results for the ex-auto, ex-gas reading of the government's retail sales report. Unlike the ICSC Goldman, which reports strength in discretionary spending, Redbook says spending is concentrated in consumables and the basics. That's about the way I feel as well. Of course, you know, we talk about Don Quixote's windmills all the time. Well, here's one off the Bloomberg. Denmark's energy minister seeks wind deal this year. That's right. Borsen said that. They're looking for a wind deal. Been looking for them wind deals for a long time. Anyway, one of these days I'll get a deal in the wind. Of course, then I'll have to button up. Anyway, Tasnim Brogger. Wow, writing this one for Bloomberg. Denmark's new climate and energy minister, Martin Lidegaard, expects to have an energy package ready before the end of the year. I'm looking for that energy package myself. Borsen reported, Lidegaard will base his deal on a proposal put forward by his predecessor, Leike Friis, targeting investment of more than 3.6 billion kroner, or $639 million, in new wind turbines and other forms of renewable energy, the Copenhagen-based newspaper said today. All right, no, windmills in Denmark. Not to be outdone, however. Repower is to supply turbines to 122-megawatt Netherlands wind farm. So you got this kind of a conflict running between the Danes and the Dutch. Anyway, over in Netherlands, in the Netherlands, is Stefan Nicola writing this one for Bloomberg. Repower Systems SE, a German wind turbine maker, won an order to supply its machines to a 122-megawatt wind farm in the Netherlands. They got a lot of wind over there, by the way. Owned by Swedish utility Vattenfall AB, the Hamburg-based Repower, a unit of Asia's third-largest turbine maker, Suzlon Energy Limited of India. East India. And these developing countries are developing green energy all over the planet. Now, they signed a contract for the supply of 36 turbines. Of course, they've got windmill makers over there in And they got, what, Siemens does them, and Eon, some others over there, and there's lots of them around in that area. But they're going to India. And they signed a contract for the supply of 36 turbines of the 3.4 megawatt capacity, each with Zuidlaab Wind, a Vattenfall unit of Repower said today in a website statement. So I guess things are blowing in the wind in the Netherlands as well. Here's another one, just in case you wanted to know. Exxon asked a judge to throw out punitive awards in a Maryland gas leak case. Maryland, the Virgin, the amazing Hyman. Anyway, she's quite the miracle. Jeff Feely, keep your hands to yourself, Jeff. Jeff Feely, writing this one, October 3rd, for Bloomberg. ExxonMobil Corporation said it shouldn't be forced to pay more than $1 billion in punitive damages over a 2006 gas leak in Maryland that allegedly fouled the residents' drinking water. Well, why shouldn't they be asked to pay more than $1 billion? But anyway, that's what they've said. They shouldn't be forced to pay more than $1 billion. Well, let's find out more about the damages. The punishment damages handed down in June to 160 homeowners and businesses as part of a $1.5 billion jury award are excessive and weren't justified based on the facts of the case, said John Griffith Jr., one of ExxonMobil's attorneys. Of course, that's what you hire an attorney to say. They always say that. This is reprehensible. One of the phrases they like to use with me. Reprehensible. Yes, it is. Told Baltimore County Circuit Judge Robert Dugan yesterday, quote, the evidence is totally insufficient to justify the awards. That's right. $1.5 billion is just a little bit much for these 160 homeowners and businesses. Anyway, the $1.5 billion verdict in the environmental case was the second largest in the U.S. this year and the 21st largest of all time, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Officials of the Irving, Texas-based ExxonMobil have asked Maryland's appellate courts to overturn the verdict. And it might happen. Anyway, a rural community jurors handed down the verdict on behalf of residents of the Baltimore County community of Jacksonville for losses tied to a 37-day gasoline leak from a local station's tank farm. The incident sent more than 26,000 gallons of fuel into the area's groundwater. According to court filings, the rural community doesn't have a public water system and relies on wells for drinking water, and so all of their water is contaminated. And would I be pissed off? You better believe it. $1.5 billion doesn't even begin to tap it. Anyway, jurors who awarded $495 million in compensatory damages, along with the more than $1 billion in punitive damages, found the company liable for fraud as part of their verdicts. It goes down this rabbit hole, all right? You can do something that's dangerous as long as you keep it to yourself. You know, as they say, ignorance, you know, we can cure that with education, but stupidity can be downright lethal. Anyway, since the property owners didn't do anything different in the wake of the company's statements about the leak, they can't prove they were defrauded. Thomas Dundon, another of the company's lawyers, added, but that's what you hire companies for. Well, let's look at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over here. Fannie Mae, yeah, it's like your aunt, you know, Aunt Fannie. Fannie Mae delayed acting on loan paperwork abuse, Watchdog says. Watchdog, he turns up in the news quite often. Watchdog and whistleblower. Got a couple of them out back on chains. Lorraine Wolbert, writing this one for Bloomberg, writes this. Fannie Mae, you know, these are the mortgage people. This is the corporations, private corporations. We bailed them out. Fannie Mae waited for 2 years before acting on a tip from one of its shareholders about abuses by lawyers handling the mortgage firm's foreclosures, a government watchdog reported. Boy, they were right on it, weren't they? Just jumped right up. 2 years on a tip. Well, some people never act on a tip. The Inspector General of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, released a report today on outside law firms hired by the government-sponsored firm to handle mortgage defaults. Among other things, the report said that Fannie Mae didn't act on a December 2003 allegation from an unidentified shareholder until it hired a law firm 2 years later to look into the matter. It's always overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. That's government and agencies as a general rule. And so they waited 2 years to look into the matter while it was all hemorrhaging red ink.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member streams that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again as I'm multitasking like a wild man over here. Yeah, let's go there and go there and go there. Let's see if that'll pop it. Yeah, it's going to get it. So we'll come back to that bad boy in a moment. Anyway, let us proceed along. Fannie Mae. Among other things, the report said that Fannie Mae didn't act on the December 2003 allegation. State that attorney generals and federal regulators have been investigating whether the banks and mortgage servicers use false documents and signatures, a practice known as robo-signing. See, it's not going to go away, folks. It ain't going away. To justify foreclosures as they cope with millions of defaults and the collapse of the subprime mortgage market in 2008. Settlements among talks among the states, the Justice Department, and banks have been underway for most of the year and most of last year as well. Inspector General report was prompted by a request from Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland. Hold my hands up, Elijah. The top Democrat of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, the Inspector General found that the FHFA didn't conduct a review of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's legal vendors until late last year. Demings in a letter dated today called the FHFA's failure to oversee the law firms a breach of the public trust. That's right. Just another breach of the public trust. Well, the Senate workhorse Murray, Patty Murray, not to be confused with Cow Patty. She's from Washington. Must save a majority while cutting the debt. That's right. Laura Litvan writing this one. Among the 12 members of the Congressional Deficit Cutting Super Committee. Now, wait a minute. That's not the name of it. It's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, Title 4, pages 52 of 74, etc. But anyway, it says this. Among the 12 members of the correctly named above committee, there are committee chairmen, Sunday news, show regulars, anti-tax purists, and Patty Murray. And so she's in a class by herself. Patty Murray is 60 years old. And she's not only the lone woman on the panel, but she's busy. She also is the head of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Wow, she is busy. Which is charged with protecting the party's Senate majority in the 2012 election. So maybe some people are thinking that, honey, you're a little bit overworked there, you know? You're overreaching. Maybe you ought to step down from this very, very, very important committee appointment and give it to somebody that can concentrate their attention on the work. Well, that's not the way that Harry S. Reid sees it. The decision by Majority Leader Harry S. Reid to name the bespectacled Washington senator to serve as the Democratic co-leader of the super committee. It's not a super committee. It's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Get it right. Anyway, which held a closed-door meeting last evening, behind the curtain, drew criticism among Republicans and government ethics advocates. I think her job at the DSCC consumes a lot of time and requires her to take a lot of public positions that might very well create an obstacle to getting this job done, said Senator Roy Blunt, a Missouri Republican. Now, he took Senator Kit Bond, Kitty and Roy have been at it for a long time in Missouri politics. Anyway, it was a bad day when Senator Roy, the former majority whip, made his way up and became a senator. He's about 3 feet tall, I think. He carries a box with him wherever he goes. The photographers are trained to always position everybody in the audience correctly and get little Roy up on a box so that he looks like he's a big guy. He's not. Anyway, groups like Common Cause, Public Concitizen, are urging Murray and other super committee members to cease fundraising while the panel deliberates. Common Cause. All right, underline that one. It's like Common Cause, Common Purpose. Common Cause is the U.S. wing of the same. Common Purpose is the English wing of that Fabian Socialist Organization. Murray hasn't agreed attending such events as a September the 13th reception at the National Museum of Women and the Arts that asked donors to give as much as $30,800 to the Senate's Democrat reelection account. You don't get invited to things like that. I don't either. And if I was tapped that hard, I would never go back, even if I was invited. The National Museum of Women and the Arts. I wonder if that's a large business or building or what. Anyway, continuing, my workhorse here, this is my workhorse, she's my little workhorse, that's right. As much as I respect Patty Murray, she has placed herself in a very perilous conflict of interest situation, said Greg Holman, a lobbyist for Washington-based Public Citizen. Murray's refusal to bend to such demands is likely to be no surprise to Reid, who calls her my little workhorse. She's my workhorse. Someone he taps to manage difficult assignments, that's Patty. That's like little cow Patty Murray. In 2004, when Reid suddenly had to attend a funeral, I used that excuse once in school. It didn't work. They called my parents and found out no one had died. Anyway, Murray stepped in to manage dozens of amendments on an annual budget blueprint on the Senate floor after Reid decided in 2009 that the late Senator Robert Byrd, then 91 years old, was too frail to oversee floor debate on an Iraq war spending bill. He tapped Murray to replace the iconic and stubborn appropriator. Wow. This year, several senators declined appointment to the DSCC chairmanship lest they risk being in charge when Republicans take the majority. Murray's agreement to do a second tour makes her both the first and second committee chairwoman. Murray also is the first woman to be appointed to a special congressional committee assigned to create a blueprint for reducing the deficit. You see how they're bringing her up? They're building her up in this particular deal here.
Yes, they are. I wonder what's going on over here. I'm getting things printing off like crazy. Anyway, so much for that. Automatic cuts, and then there's more. But it's a long article. It's all about conflict of interest, entitlement cuts. Let's get to the end of the story. Robert Bixby, the executive director of the Concord Coalition, a smaller government advocacy group in Washington, said the test will be whether Murray is willing to make significant entitlement cuts to achieve a deficit-cutting plan in an election cycle in which she has advocated using Republican support for cutting Medicare benefits as a campaign issue. Well, it's a long story. Anyway, she's under power. She's a real fighter. She has strong opinions and she's very persistent. I wonder if she's in line to become the next Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Patty Murray. Here's another one along a similar line, but from a different angle. Record U.S. gasoline cargoes seen driving 17% tanker rate advance. It's a freight article. Freight, transportation. Right. Record U.S. gasoline cargoes. Now, you know, we wonder, the prices of gasoline at the pump, you know, really quite so high. We've heard about it all the time. You know, the U.S. has got every bucket and every pail and every pan just overflowing with gasoline, crude oil. And yet, apparently, we've got a very brisk export market. Well, if we're importing oil from all over the world, and we're importing most of our oil from South America and from Canada, what are we exporting? Well, that's my question. Record U.S. exports of gasoline and other refined oil products. Well, now we understand, at least I do. These are the distillates. These are the things that have actually been completed. So maybe we're importing crude like crazy, and then we're refining this stuff out, and then we're exporting it out as refined products while you and I pay for the difference at the pump. Maybe that's what's happening here. Anyway, they're poised to eliminate a glut of ships hauling the fuels next year, driving freight rates to a three-year high. Shipments in the first 9 months were 24% higher than a year earlier, all right, led by cargoes to Latin America. I thought Hugo Chavez was pulling that heavy duty up. Anyway, I'm about ready to turn this computer printer off over here. This thing is just printing out 1,500 sheets. Anyway, we don't have to do that. Sorry about the influence there on the side. U.S. crude oil output in the first 9 months rose 1.7%, the highest for the period since 2003. Gasoline demand fell for 3.7% in July to the lowest for the month in 11 years. At a time when ships are hauling crude and coal are forecast to lose money for at least another 2 years, product tankers may break even as early as 2012. This is the article. It has to do with gasoline being shipped out of the United States all over the place. You know, Libya was virtually able to give everybody in the country a free car, a house. You know, you get married, you get a free car, you get a house, and almost free gasoline. Amazing how that worked out for those people. That doesn't work that way here in this country. You know, you just pay, and you pay, and you pay, and you pay. We have all of this natural resources, and we're exporting it all over the planet. And for us, nothing. What's up with all that? We've seen a fundamental shift, they say here in the article, in the trading of oil product to and from the U.S. over the past 3 to 4 years. And that's been a huge help to the ship owners. It's given the small tanker markets moderate gains rather than catastrophic losses since the financial crisis. Again, importing crude oil, exporting refined products, and yet you and I are paying $3.50, $4, $4.50 for gasoline. Why are we paying more for diesel fuel, which requires less refining, than we do for gasoline? That's my question. It's a question I've had for years. If it's cheaper to refine it, why do we have to pay more for it? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
And back once again. Yes, I was distracted during the last segment. I apologize for that. I was having a page printing out. Lots of pages coming in. I've got an email. I want to share it with you, some of it anyway, maybe in the next hour. We'll take a look at that. Anyway, back to the article for the news. Stocks, U.S. futures drop on Europe. Concern commodities fall and the buns gain. Just when you wanted to have something gaining, the buns are gaining. The buns are gaining on us. Stephen Kirkland and Xi'an Chen writing this one. Stocks dropped and an index of raw materials fell to a 10-month low as European leaders signal they may renegotiate terms of Greece's bailout. U.S. index futures declined while German bonds and the dollar gained. So, you know, many people have heard all about this, you know, how the how the dollar, you know, the dollar is just such a good place to go. You know, gold is not backed by anything, right? But the dollar is based by the full faith and credit of the U.S. of A. And so it's a great investment. It's a great place to go. You know, I'm going to buy dollars, diversify your portfolio. You know, I thought I was a little bit overbought the other day on the 50s and the 100s, so I backed off and got back into 1s and 20s. Didn't want to take any risk. You know, you might not be able to find a buyer for those 100s and 50s, but you can sure find it, take a lot of buyers and takers for those 1s, 5s, 10s, and 20s. Anyway, stocks dropped. The MSCI All Country World Index sunk 1.4%. Well, who cares? European finance chiefs meeting yesterday considered technical revisions for a second Greek bailout. You can just imagine the pressure that they're under. Anyway, here it goes. Continues Bill Blaine saying this. Here's the quote. The rot has spread to every corner of the global markets. You see, that's part of what the problem is here. The rot. You know, it's like a cancer metastasizing within the body politic. Anyway, said Bill Blaine, co-head of strategy at New Edge Group, a London-based brokerage, quote, the taint of fear is dragging down most assets, with indecision running rife. Well, you wanted to put the bankers on the run. They're on the run, and we can all thank Greece for it, right? I guess. Anyway, Deutsche Bank Dexia. Deutsche Bank AG slumped 6.8%. Got a story coming up. They're not doing too good over there at the old Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank AG slumped 6.8% after abandoning its 2011 profit forecast and announcing plans to eliminate 500 jobs. We'll talk about that in the next article. U.S. factory orders little change in August after a 2.4% gain the prior month, according to the median of 68 economists' forecast. Ben Shalom Bernanke is scheduled to testify today, and that's through to a congressional panel about the economic outlook, so we can all look at that testimony later today. Private sector involvement. As far as the private sector involvement in the bailout is concerned, we have, quote, we have to take into account that we have experienced changes since the decision we've taken on July the 1st, Junker. That's Mr. Junker said. Anyway, let's go along further. These are technical revisions we're discussing. It's not going well for the financial people, you know, for the money masters. Things aren't working out the way quite that they'd planned. At least, I don't think they are. You wouldn't think you'd have to spend all of this much ink if this was all part of a conspiracy and it was just going like a well-oiled machine, right? Deutsche Bank cuts 2011 earnings outlook. Nicholas Comfort and Oliver Suisse writing this one. Deutsche Bank AG scrapped its profit forecast and announced 500 job cuts and further write-downs of Greek bond holdings amid a significant and unabated slowdown in client activity in the wake of Europe's debt crisis. Sound like a conspiracy to you? Scrapped its profit forecast. Announced 500 job cuts and further write-downs of Greek bond holdings. Well, the bank also said operating costs relating to an indirect tax position weighed on third quarter earnings. Deutsche Bank, which had planned to generate 10 billion euros in operating pre-tax profits this year, still expects a profit for the quarter ended September 30th and robust earnings for the full year, according to a statement today. So they're still basking in the glow of the bailout. Market conditions simply didn't allow them to reach the target, said Conrad Becker, a Munich-based analyst at Merck, Fink & Company. If market conditions deteriorate further, more reductions could follow. So things aren't looking too good. Wouldn't want to work for the banks at this time. HSBC in the news as well. HSBC is said to consider, and that's Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, by the way. Can you say Rothschild? I can. Kathy Chan writing this one for Bloomberg. The HSBC Holdings PLC, the European bank seeking buyers for its non-insurance assets, will consider selling regional units of the business separately, three people familiar with the matter said. Selling it off. Selling the regional operations separately may help the HSBC get a higher price for the assets, as some buyers are only interested in acquisitions in Asia and Latin America. They don't want to touch Europe. They don't want to touch America, United States. Anyway, profit margins have been under pressure in general insurance, said Dominique Chan, an analyst at BNP Paribas in Hong Kong. If HSBC finds this business not profitable in some markets, it's logical for them to exit those markets. You think maybe it's time for us to exit the Federal Reserve banking system? I do. And just in case you were wondering, dollar is beating all estimates in September. Dollar is beating all assets. Remember, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke responded to Ron Paul in the query is gold money. The Shalom thought for a moment, stroked his well-manicured beard and said, no. It's an asset. Well, the dollar is beating all assets in September, undermines the S&P U.S. debt downgrade. This by Allison Bennett. I don't know if this is the same woman. They have this photograph here. You can enlarge the image. It's a Getty image. You can enlarge the image if you want. But they have all of this money. Lots of money. Bricks of money. And they kind of have a gold tint to them, like they actually have value, that there's something backing them. All of this money stacked up in rows and rows. It's like you see the gold stacked up inside the vaults. Well, that's what they've done. They went out and they had this interesting photograph. Maybe this is just Photoshop. I don't know what it is. But it's like bales and bales of money. All this money stacked up in rows like if it was something precious here. Anyway, funny. funny kind of a photograph. The U.S. currency rose 6% in September, according to Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index, beating returns of 1.6% by Bank of America Lynch's U.S. Treasury Master Index. Gains for the world's reserve currency shows investor confidence in the nation's creditworthiness after Standard & Poor's stripped the U.S. of its AAA rating. I'm telling you, folks, we're doing damage control in the big time here. All right, this is your classic Ivy Ledbetter League series of articles I've shared with you this morning. They're in major damage control zones here. Even with Republican leaders in Congress joining critics of the Federal Reserve stimulus measures, the currency bested all of its 16 most traded counterparts in September, the first month in more than 3 years. It's all the same. It's the same system. It's a global central banking schema. In a time of crisis, you want to be holding the most liquid currency out there. The most liquid currency out there. It's called hand-to-hand money. We studied that. Maybe we'll go into a little bit of money talk in a moment. Hand-to-hand money. Money, 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 money. In a time of crisis, you want to be holding the most liquid currency out there. Didn't say assets, said currency. It waters down the argument for the end of the dollar as a reserve currency. The end of a dollar as a reserve currency. Digits on a computer screen, backed by absolutely nothing, except the full faith and credit of a broke government. Strategists reduced their forecast for the euro versus the dollar and sterling by the most since 2010 last month. Predictions the Canadian dollar will gain against the greenback dropped the most since October 2008. Dollar gains, hedge funds, and other large speculators? Well, we don't need to go into it. You understand this very well, but understand this as well. Oral sex virus may surpass smoking as a cause of deep throat cancer. And that's right. Be very afraid. Be very afraid. Robert Langreth, writing this one for Bloomberg, a virus spread by oral sex may cause more cases of throat cancer in men than smoking. So I guess this lesbian, bisexual, gay, and transgender group. I wonder if they'll come up with a warning label that you put on the side of your penis. I don't know. A finding that spurred calls for a new large-scale test of a drug used against the infection. This is your pharmaceutical companies at work. Researchers examined 271 throat tumor samples collected over 20 years. Oh. They do keep them frozen or something. Ending in 2004, and found that the percentage of oral cancer linked to human papillomavirus, or HPV, and they got all this vaccine, they're trying to get rid of it, and so they crank a story like this one. Well, anyway, surged to 72% from about 16%, according to the report released yesterday in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Well, we'll have to come back and talk about this virus-linked throat tumor in a moment. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight up.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, always news of sorts. There's some good news. Let's find out a little bit more about this one. Again, this is the headline. You can find it up on Bloomberg today. Oral sex virus may surpass smoking as a cause of throat cancer. All right? Oral sex causes throat cancer. Of course, they don't talk about the lube that might be causing the cancer. That's put out by the pharmaceuticals, too. They're not talking about nonoxidol 9, which is commonly included in Speedy Lube or whatever the people use on their genitals for sexual pleasure. They're not talking about the fact that they put lye in that personal lubricant as well. That could be causing cancer. You really should wash yourself before you get down there and chow out. You know what I mean? But anyway, for a mixed audience, let's continue with the news the way that Bloomberg is spinning this one for the pharmaceutical lobby, no doubt. Again, researchers have examined 271 throat tumor samples. It's talking about getting working overtime there. Anyway, that's, you need to have that hand mirror out there and figure out where part A is supposed to go. You know, part A goes in part B and so on and so forth. Things like, I guess the biggest thing you ought to put in your mouth may be a cucumber, but don't try to swallow it whole. Anyway, the virus-linked throat tumors, which mostly affected men, come on, guys, wise up, will become more common than HPV-caused cervical cancer, the report found. So they're trying to get it down to the point where the guys get injected with these vaccines, too, Gardasil. HPV is known for infecting the genitals. That ain't all, children. The finding that it can spread to the throat and cause cancer may increase pressure on Merck & Company, the second largest U.S. drug maker, to conduct large-scale trials to see if its vaccine, I don't know if Rick Perry had anything to do with bringing this to the forefront here, but anyway, large-scale trials to see if its vaccine, Gardasil, you got it, which wards off cervical cancer in women, also prevents HPV throat infections. I'm telling you, they're going to put labels on the side of yourself. The burden, here's a quote, the burden of cancer caused by HPV is going to shift from women to men in this decade. Don't think they're gunning for you? They're gunning for you. Keep your gun in your pants. Maura Gillison, an oncologist at Ohio State University and study senior author, said in a telephone interview, quote, what we believe is happening is that the number of sexual partners and exposure to HPV has risen over that same time period. All right. So I guess it's just sweeping through the just sweeping through the bathhouses. Gillison said she worked with researchers at the White House Station, well, that's part of the problem. Get away from the White House if you're studying this kind of a disease. New Jersey-based Merck several years ago to design a study in men. First, if you go looking for something, you're going to go find it, Rob, usually, and they did. After Merck acquired Shearing Plough Corporation. careful what you do with your plow. In 2009, though, the trial was canceled. She said no further study. Pamela Isley, doesn't sound like she's Irish to me, a spokeswoman for Merck, said the company decided not to move ahead with the big oral cancer study. The big oral cancer study. Due to competing research and business priorities. GlaxoSmithKline PLC has, quote, no plans to study the company's competing vaccine Cervarix outside of cervical cancer. So is this just a fluff piece? Is this a scare piece? Is this to drive guys into getting their vaccines or what?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So a little bit further here on this oral sex thing, and then we'll get on to something a little bit more interesting anyway. Well, this is probably about as interesting as you're going to get. Gardasil is approved for preventing cervical, vaginal, and anal cancers and genital warts, and is recommended for girls and women 9 through 26. It just goes to show you that if young girls at age 9 to, let's say, 9 to 18 are exposed to these sort of things, parents, you know, we ought to go back to flogging. Parents need to get a checkup from their neck up, putting their young at this kind of danger. It's also approved for preventing genital warts and anal cancer in boys and young men of the same ages. Of course, again, I bring to your attention this non-oxinol 9. You might want to put that into a wiki and get your eyes full of that and the lie and the other things that they put in these lubes that people use to commit these unnatural acts. Anyway, both vaccines target the HPV strain linked to oral cancer. HPV-linked throat cancers or cancer are increasing so rapidly that by 2020 there will be 8,700 U.S. cases with 7,400 cases in men. Now, if oral cancer and throat cancer, I thought that was caused by smoking. Maybe it's not. Well, I guess it depends on how fast you can move your lips. Male cases alone will outnumber cervical cancer cases soon after 2020. They're going all out with this one. They're going to sell the heck out of Gardasil. That's what they want to do here. HPV infections. Roughly 20 million Americans have HPV infection, genital, according to the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they never lie. At least half of the sexually active women and men get it at some point in their lives, the CDC said. Most of the time, it doesn't cause any health problems, but they'll give you that vaccine anyway. Until recently, head and neck cancer mainly occurred in older patients. You know, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Rumsfeld, and was a Henry Kissinger. I don't know whether those guys do this sort of stuff or not. They probably got a frontline source. The HPV-linked head and neck cancers, usually of the tonsils, the palate, or the tongue, hit men in their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s. After they go to the bathhouse, probably. Gillison said, it is unclear why women are affected much less often than men. Well, the women don't go to the bathhouses, you see. The decline in HPV-negative oral cancers mirrors the decline of smoking in the U.S. Now, is this smoking-related or is it smoking, baby, related? A treatment involves chemotherapy, radiation, and sometimes surgery is very nasty. Yes, it is. You should never use those treatments. It can leave people with permanent physical disfigurement. It does. Chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, it's always horribly disfiguring. Difficulty with speech, that's to be understood, and swallowing, poor dental health, yeah. You don't irradiate your face unless you work with the TSA. Gillison started researching the oral cancer epidemic more than a decade ago as a fellow at Johns Hopkins University. Another researcher told her about a report from Europe of a case of oral cancer that was HPV positive. I started working on it immediately, she said. Boy, she's really eager beaver here. Nobody paid attention to oral HPV infections until 2007, she said. We're about 15 years behind in the research compared with the data on cervical cancer and HPV. Well, there's more to the story. We'll just have to let it go at that. Let's turn back over to our encyclopedias briefly for the balance of the broadcast. That's brief. We talk a little bit more about currency, then we're going to talk about money, and then we're going to go back into banking commercial. But again, we've talked about convertible government notes, bank currency, government currency, paper currency, now deposit currency. Wrapping it all, our minds around the whole concept here. You know, it's one thing to go out and say, end the Fed and end the Fed. March up on, down on the street and hold your fist up in the air, you know, and advance the globalist cause, which is what you're doing. But it's another to understand the banking situation well enough so that we can perhaps get down to solutions. Deposit currency is operated in the following manner. The customer of a bank trade cash, checks, and drafts on other banks and interest-bearing promissory notes or bills of exchange due in the future for credit balances on a so-called checking account. That's what you're doing. You go into the bank and you trade your cash, checks and drafts on other banks, and interest-bearing promissory notes or bills of exchange due in the future for a credit balance on a so-called checking account. Now, I'm just quoting this directly out of the 1951 Encyclopedia Americana. You see, you have to read these articles to really understand some of this stuff, so I do. And then I share my findings with you. By the use of orders upon the bank called checks. Orders by called checks, and you put your signature on there. It's a credit instrument, by the way. Called checks, they may have a part or all of their balances transferred to the credit of other customers of the banks or to that of customers of another bank, or they may acquire so-called drafts on banks in other places, which enable them to transfer their credit balances to those places for similar use. You thought it was your money in your checking account. Well, it's not your money. It's credit. And you traded it. You traded. It says here, the customers of a bank trade cash. Now, remember, cash was king in these days, 1951. There's still silver out there, checks and drafts and other banks. You're trading it for credit. All right? You trade it in. You trade in something that has value for something that has it, credit. And we looked and we saw before when we're talking about banks, there's this equation that the accountants use. You know, on the left, it's assets. That's where your gold is at. And on the right, it's your liabilities and your proprietorship. Well, the liabilities are deposits. And that's what we're talking about here, deposit currency. This is a liability. It's like a running sore on the bank. They have to balance it with a certain percentage of reserves. And that's what they have to pay their tithe to the federal central banking system for reserves. But the greater part of the exchanges of the commercial world are nowadays affected in this way. Deposit currency and banknotes based on general assets or on commercial paper possess the special merit of elasticity. We talk about elasticity and liquidity. Cash, baby. It's liquid, right? That is, they automatically fluctuate in volume in accordance with the needs of commerce. And who's changing that volume? Well, that's one of the tools that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke has. He can increase and decrease the amount of money in circulation, elasticity, the volume in accordance with the needs of commerce. This is due to the fact that they are created by the sale of notes or bills of exchange representing needs for currency and disappear by return to the bank of issue when said notes or bills of exchange mature. So you have your 30-day notes, your 2-year notes, your 1-year notes, your 2-year notes, your 10-year notes. We share that with you every morning. And then it says, consult Dodd, the history of money. I wouldn't imagine it's any relation to the Dodd, Frank Dodd. When we come back, we'll go into money a little bit, and then we'll dive into continental European commercial banking.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
All right, finally got everything worked out here on the side. You wouldn't believe the double, you know, multiple tasking here, the multitasking I've been doing in the background. I was listening to another broadcast on another network, a favorite of mine, and Jeffrey mentioned this article yesterday, and so I wanted to share with you. He sent it to me. I printed out the first link there, and boy, it was 19 pages, and the printer was just going wild. You probably heard it in the background. But anyway, I finally was able, I made a typographic error because I have multiple computers. I can't necessarily interlink between them. Anyway, finally got this article open. But if you want to find out more about this for yourself, you can go up to Godlike Productions. It's the website, www.godlikeproductions.com. And thanks for sending this link over to me, Jeff. And you're going to find some information that's rather interesting. Of course, I got a lot more interesting information. I've been reading it through the breaks. But it says this, want to see just who is behind this revolution, Occupy Wall Street movement? Well, here's your revolution. Why didn't they have it in May? Yeah, it's just about as commie as it comes, and we thought so. You can tell by looking at their website. But anyway, it'll suck a lot of people in. Why? Because, as I mentioned yesterday, there's a lot of social unrest these days. People are pissed off, and they got a reason to be pissed off. People are asking questions, and thank God they are, finally. And they're looking at Wall Street, and that's good, too, but they forgot Washington, D.C. You can march on Seattle, and you can march on Los Angeles, but if you stop and don't march on Washington, D.C., then you're just blowing in the wind, and you're advancing the cause. You're asking for martial law. You know, the guy with the big hat and the tall boots. The six gun, the pearl-handled six gun, well, the martial law. Anyway, here's your revolution is what they say. Domain name. Now, what this individual has apparently done is they've gone up and they've gotten the properties off this OccupyWallStreet.org website, which is easily done. You can right-click on it and check your properties. So you can verify this for yourself and see whether they're true or not. Looks to me like it was just cut, copied, and pasted. OccupyWallStreet.org. It was created on the 9th of June, 2011. I think maybe he had something in mind earlier. It was last updated on the 9th of August of 2011, right? Here we are, September, October. Anyway, it has an expiration date and so on. Client and list is deleted, prohibited, derivative. But the name of the registrant is a guy named Kalalasan, K-L-L-E-L-A-S-N. He's out of Vancouver, British Columbia. And they give all of his contact information here. You could send him a letter if you wanted to. Estonian socialist, Estonian communist, John Anvelt, Johannes Vars, and Kalilasan, Adil Jakobsen, Salmi Dut, and Vladimir Hut, and Viktor King Zepp. But Kalilasan is listed on this list of Estonian socialists, and then they've got a link to Google Books to verify that. Kalilasan. Here's his biography a little bit. You want to find out more about Occupy Wall Street? Well, we're going to give it to you right here, foregoing the other material we had on the browser this morning. Kalilasan is the driving intellectual force behind the anti-corporate Adbusters Media Foundation. In his writings, Lasan, L-A-S-N, Lasan, Lasan, rails against the modern world and the progress that has made everyone's life better. Yeah. He's one of these, you know, flat earth guys. Socialism can be, you know, a fatal disease if people follow it long enough. You know, you rob from Peter until you, you know, to pay Paul until eventually Peter goes broke. He's no longer interested in working. He loses interest. He becomes despondent, dejected, and quit working. And then his parasite, Paul, perishes with Peter because Peter is no longer a productive person. You get all your P's in the right place there, lining up the P's and Q's. Well, that's the other story, the Q's. The aggregate level of American life fulfillment peaked in 1957. Well, in a way, I'd agree with him. No finer automobile was ever made than the 57 Chevrolet convertible that used to sit in my driveway. Wow. Red with a black top, power seats, power windows, power brakes, automatic, AM, and the beginning of an FM radio station. It was a chick magnet. Take it down to Golden Gardens Park with a six-pack of Lucky Lager, and I could have a date in about 20 minutes. Anyway, Lawson's utopia is far from that of most Americans. Well, let's go back up. The aggregate level of American life fulfillment peaked in 1957, and with a couple of brief exceptions, it's been downhill from there, close quote, he writes in his book, Culture Jam, How to Reverse America's Suicidal Consumer Binge, and Why We Must. Lazin calls the car, arguably, the most destructive product we humans have ever produced. I don't imagine he ever rides in one, but he's willing to rail against it. Lazin's utopia is far from that of most Americans. He recommends, quote, not just a carbon tax, but a global across-the-board pricing system. An example of life in this brave new world? Well, your private automobile will cost you, by some estimates, around $100,000. And, of course, I've reported on that $355,000 suck UV being sold by Daimler and others in Europe. And a tank bill of gas, $250. Well, we're halfway there. And the socialists are winning, right? The Adbusters Media Foundation, the AMF, is a not-for-profit, anti-consumerist organization founded in 1989. Now, you know, they call us the consumers. Well, Karl Mordecai Marx was an anti-property guy, and as we've all discovered, our property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And this fellow is an anti-consumerist, so he must be against us and our property as well. But this Adbusters Media Foundation, the AMF, is a not-for-profit, anti-consumerist organization founded in 1989 by author-activist Kala Lazin and wilderness cinematographer Bill Schmatz. He likes to walk around in the wilderness and photograph things. In Vancouver, British Columbia, the foundation describes itself as, quote, a global network of artists, activists, writers, pranksters. That's like the Monkey Ranch gang, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I got that book on the shelf. Students, educators, and entrepreneurs who want to advance the new social activist movement of the information age. It might be like that Liar, Keith, you know, Deep Green Revolution. Anyway, Deep Green Resistance, that's the website. Deep Green Resistance, Liar, Keith. Yeah, she's the one, all right. According to the journalist Aaron Klein, the September 17th New York City protest, which ultimately drew about 1,000 participants, apparently represented, quote, the culmination of a campaign by Wade Rathke, the founder of Acorn and president of SEIU local in New Orleans, who in March 2011 had raised a call for the Days of Rage in 10 cities around J.P. Morgan Chase. Rathke's efforts were supported by Stephen Lerner, an SEIU board member and radical left organizer who candidly aims to destabilize the folks that are in power and start to rebuild a movement, bring down the stock market, bring down the bonuses of executives in the financial sector, and interfere with their ability to be rich. That's what you're dealing with here. Acorn, too. Barry the Usurper, he's on board with this plan. He's all over this one. Between 2001 and 2011, AMF received $176,500 in grants from the Glaser Progress Foundation and $309,773 from the
Tides Foundation. You know, have you ever read Renee Wurmser's excellent book, The Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence? Well, anyway, there's more to this that goes on. Then there's another guy that's involved in this, David Swanson. He's the author of War is a Lie and Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union. He's got some interesting things to say, too. We'll bring up some of it after this.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, going a little bit further into this discussion again. Now, this is another one of these characters apparently associated with this Occupy Wall Street website out there and what's going on up in New York City. As we speak, David Swanson is the author of War is a Lie, Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency, and Forming a More Perfect Union. He blogs at the link to davidswanson.org, davidswanson.org, and warisacrime.org, and rootsaction.org, if you're interested. Okay? David Swanson is also the author of 35 articles of impeachment in the case for prosecuting George W. Bush by Dennis Kucinich. Curious, huh? Swanson wrote the foreword to Another Lie by Karen Malpied in 2011, contributed to chapters to Fix America 2011. Swanson holds his master's degree in philosophy from the University of Virginia, has worked as a newspaper reporter and as a communications director with jobs including press secretary for Dennis Kucinich's 2004 campaign, media coordinator for the International Labor Communications Association, 3 years as communication coordinator for ACORN. Dennis Kucinich? Sometimes we're known by the company we came. The Association of Community Organizers for Reform Now. Association of Community Organizers, organizations. Barry the Usurper, of course, is a community organizer. Communitarianism, Communitarian League. Track it out for yourself. Amitai Etzioni, Georgetown University. yeah. Anti-Communitarian League, Nikki Rapana, there you go, Nikki Rapana comes to mind. All right, check them out. Swanson is co-founder of the AfterDowningStreet.org, creator of ProsecuteBushCheney.org, and Washington director of Democrats.com, a board member of Progressive Democrats of America, the Backbone Campaign, Voters for Peace, and Liberty Tree Foundation, Democratic Revolution, and the chair of the Robert Jackson Steering Committee, davidswanson.org. And it continues, and it gets to be more interesting as it develops. Pop some of those foundations and orgs into Discover the Networks, like, for instance, Progressive Democrats of America. You'll be amazed at how the same cast of characters, the authors right here, keep coming through loud and clear. Just like those who are the movers behind this Occupy fishing trip are all the same cast of familiar characters. Don't allow your justified disenchantment with all that we're facing to be used against you, because that is what these people do. They create the S situation, then use that to move people who are PO'd about it to their to progress their cause. They do not give an S about what you want or think. They want you to bring on a communist-style, utopian, warped societal system where you are going to be a good worker bee in the hive they create and manage while they lord over you from their elitist, lofty position. If you think things are tough under a capitalist society, you ain't seen nothing yet. All right? Very interesting email. Right? Very interesting email indeed. And so there's a great deal more to the story out there, but it was just like the Tea Parties, you know, and Glenn Beck marching down and occupying for a moment, as they did on a weekend, with all of his newfangled Stephen Forbes Tea Party people. You know, that turned out to be a scam too. Right, still is. It's a running sore. Eric Cantor, you know, he's working for America, right? After he takes care of Israel's concerns first. Money. Money, 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 money. What do we know about money? Money's a term used to describe the standard of value and a very important part of the medium of exchange of a country. Remember, there's a difference between money and currency. Words have meanings. Meanings are important, as is how they are used. Money. In a community, money is a term used to describe the standard of value and a very important part of the medium of exchange of a country. By a standard of value, now we're going to define the term, is meant any commodity which is used to measure and express the ratios in which other commodities exchange for each other. So when Ron Paul asks Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, is gold money? Bernanke was correct when he said, well, no, it's an asset. But it's also money. Why? Because it's a standard of value. It's a commodity. It's a commodity. The little lady was on the news the other day, and she was talking about how gold isn't backed by anything. Well, it's funny, you know, when you've got the original article, you don't have to back it by anything. Even a young person, if you put a paper dollar down and a gold coin down, they might look at the dollar, but they'll pick up that gold coin. Just too shiny. It's the raccoon in us, my friend. It's that crow. It sits on our shoulders, I guess.
makes us realize and recognize when something's shiny and heavy that it probably has value. But let's continue. By a standard of value was meant any commodity which is used to measure and express the ratios in which other commodities exchange for each other. And so each morning we report the gold to silver ratio, two commodities, and there's a ratio between them. This morning it'll take you 54.34 ounces of silver to obtain 1 ounce of gold in a perfect world at a fair broker. They'd recognize that and honor it. But again, it's medium of exchange. And currency is something different. That's hand-to-hand money. Hand-to-hand money. And you can take your hand-to-hand money and your notes and bills and currencies and all that. You can go in and you can exchange it for digits, your credit digits in a checking account. Found that out in our currency discussion. But it continues here. And it says, by a standard of value is meant any commodity which is used to measure and express the ratios in which other commodities exchange for each other. For example, suppose wheat has been traded for wood, cattle, sheep, and plows on the following terms. 1 cord of wood for 5 bushels. 1 ox for 50 bushels. 1 sheep for 20 bushels. And 1 plow for 10 bushels. The figures 5, 50, 20, and 10 express the market values of these commodities and the ratios at which they should exchange for each other, and since each refers to bushels of wheat, wheat may be called the standard of value. Right? Of course, if I have cords of wood and all you have is bushels of wheat and I'm already over plus good on wheat, your wheat would have limited value to me unless I knew somebody that was dying for wheat and didn't want my wood. That's why we brought in gold and silver and bronze and brass and copper, puka shells and other things, beads. Standards of value. In a community in which barter was the only method of exchange, each person would trade the commodity he produced or the service he rendered for the other commodities and services he required, and would express their values in terms of the commodity or service thus bartered. No other method of expressing their values being available to him. Standards of value in such a community would therefore be individual and would be as numerous as the individual traders, and difficulty would be experienced in discussing values because each person would speak a language not intelligible to others or only intelligible after a mathematical calculation. For example, one man would express the value of a given commodity, say a horse, as so many bushels of wheat, another as so many cords of wood, another as so many yards of cloth, another as so many days of labor, etc. The only method of removing this difficulty would be the acquisition by each member of the community of the ability and the habit of quoting values in terms of the same commodity. That is, by the acquisition of a community standard. And for a very, very long, long time, gold and silver have supplied that community standard. Not to say that it's the only one, just to say that a honest weight, an honest system of weights and measures helps to get rid of or eliminate or ameliorate the psychobabble as everybody tries to exchange in a barber community on the language of their own special self-interests at a time when we really need to get down and trade. You know what I mean? I may not want your tomatoes today. Thank you. Yes, those are delightful those are delightful tomatoes. But I'm going on a distant trip and I'm going to need silver for my lumber today. Such community standards were early established in every trading group of which history furnishes any record. So how many thousands of years of ensemble do you need? And as trade developed between different communities, standards common to wider and wider areas and larger groups appeared. Until worldwide trade, we have standards common to many nations.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Can imagine how I might be able to, you know, just kind of unplug the phone and live out in the country in a little log cabin with an oil lamp for years and years and years and just put my feet up and read these encyclopedias and old books. I love this stuff. You know, we come out and listen on the blogosphere and on the radio, talk radio and all that, you know. Every day it's an aha experience. We just discovered something new and we're proposing social credit. Even though it's ages old and commonly known, you might get not all the details when you read a secondary source of information like an encyclopedia. But if you learn how to read and your discernment level is high and heightened, if you're always praying, if you will, lead me into all truths and keep me from error, your discernment powers just kind of go up and up as you continue to search for truths and avoid error. Whether you use trivium or quadrivium, or whether you use the Bible or whatever you use as a guide. But it's interesting to me that some of this stuff has been around all of my life, and yet we still have the same discussions over and over and over again as if we're discussing something new when we're not. But again, indeed, it continues, it says, at the present time, all the nations in which commerce has been highly developed. Now, that in itself is a study. How did commerce become highly developed? We come under
commerce, all things operating in commerce. We always talk about the economy. It's a shift in focus. It's a shift in mental outlook. But it is called into existence by our ways of life. You know, if we were all living like the Bobongos, I don't know if that's the correct way of saying it, but I think you can Google or YouTube that up, and they're just a bunch of monkeys that resolve all of their conflict by having sex, oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex. These monkeys, that's what they do. Yeah, they do. You can find it on YouTube if you look carefully. That's what they do. They had to go deep, dark into the jungle. They think this is the cradle of civilization, these Bobongos. They're trying to say that we came from them. Well, yeah. Make love, not war. There's a certain amount of intelligence in that. And that's what they do. In fact, you might do that. Chimpanzees or something. Make love, not war. That might get you to the Bobongo community. Indeed, at the present time, all the nations in which commerce has been highly developed. I'm going back, looked at the Medicis. Florence, Genoa, Venice, modern economic thought, the Medici came up with this double entry bookkeeping accounting system. And we came under commerce. We've been under commerce for a long time, but we have to agree that commerce is right handy. The only time that any of you or I ever object to commerce is when commerce is doing us wrong. The rest of the time, we're all just duck soup happy, go up to Safeway and fill up a basket, right? Now, tell me the truth. That's right. If you had your choice between going to Safeway and getting healthy, wholesome, natural foods grown well, locally, versus, you know, having your back bent in the yard over your garden beds and having limited success and a limited quantity, tell me which one you would like. You've done one more than your other in your life. And you know that a victory garden is like a failsafe. It's a stopgap. People exist in commerce. We've existed in commerce for hundreds and hundreds of years, and I hope we continue to exist in commerce indefinitely. Only a commodity, well, let's say, indeed, at the present time, all nations in which commerce has been highly developed use the same standard, gold. And only two standards, gold and silver, are used throughout the civilized world. Ain't reinventing the clock here, folks. It's like going back to the Constitution. You know, how far back do you have to go? You want to start with Aristotle out of his book, Politics? In a republic, the Constitution is the government. Yeah, the shrub was right. It is just a piece of paper. But it's a very, very important piece of paper, and it's one of four. Starts with the Declaration of Independence, all right? Then the Articles of Confederation, and then what was it? The Northwest Ordinance, and then the Constitution for the United States. And this is the system of government we have, and if the shrub swore an oath and wants to serve as president, then he ought not speak so foul of the document in public. But we know, surrounded by brass and covered in glass and kept in the mausoleum of all things Americana, because we've been occupied. There's a bunch of radical red Republicans that came sweeping in after the 1848 revolution. Well, Karl Mordecai Marx and the boys, founded and funded by the Wall Street bankster gangsters and the Schiffs and the Warburgs and all those clowns, brought on the communist revolutions. Of course, then we can pick up the positivists with their influence on Marx and Engels, English, philosophical radicalism, Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, John Austin. Go back to Francis Hutcheson so that we can understand what the pursuit of happiness is all about and bring all that forward to today. We find ourselves here, Adam Smith, Ricardo, everybody else involved. It's a long, long series, no man being the island, no man being the progenitor of all things. Self-reliant we can be, but we did have a creator. But again, only a commodity which possesses a high degree of utility for purposes of ordinary consumption can serve as a community standard, since only for such a commodity would every person barter his commodities or services, and such barter, as we have seen, is a condition necessarily precedent to service as a community standard. Haven't you heard about conditions precedent? Joyce Rosenwald, Peter Nice, other people have told you in the past about conditions preceding. Since several commodities in the same community and at the same time, however, may possess the essential qualities of universal exchangeability, other qualities are also important in the determination of a community standard. These are high value in proportion to bulk, divisibility, durability, fitness for coinage, and steadiness or stability of value. And the first four of these are important because, as will appear later in the article, it is desirable that the standard of value should serve as an element in the medium of exchange. And the fifth, because of the relation between the standard of value and prices, which will also be explained later, among several commodities, therefore, for which every person has frequently bartered his commodities or services, the only one, the one which possesses these other qualities in the highest degree of perfection will become the community standard. Well, that all points to why gold sits at the top. It's immutable. It's virtually indestructible. You can hammer on an ounce of gold on an anvil with careful hammering, and you could draw out a wire that could go all the way around the planet. If not once, perhaps multiple times. You can beat on it and beat on it and beat on it forever. You can't destroy it. You can't burn it up. Gold, immutable. Perhaps the creator of the universe left it here in a sufficient quantity so we could use it for exactly what we're using it for. Of course, that requires the age of reason. We have to be able to use our minds, and we don't all use our minds these days, and so we go off into puka shells and dally sticks. But this fact also explains the almost universal use of gold and silver for this purpose. And the possession by gold of relatively high value in proportion to bulk and its steadiness and stability of value in a higher degree than silver accounts, except in extraordinary conditions of trade and exchange between nations for the use of gold as a standard. This article writer here is not an apologist. He's just telling you the facts like they truly are. You can kick against the pricks if you desire to. But when we're dealing with a situation where today we have an increasingly interconnected, interdependent, and interoperable world, we need to have an honest system of weights and measures. As you can see, all over the whole planet, people are losing their full faith and credit in the fiat systems. They're losing interest. The more we find out about the, you know, merchants of Venice, the Hittite bulbous-nosed creatures that have been manipulating marketplaces and running us into war after war and rumor of war. The more people are aware of this as we come on the internet and start to study these things together, we realize that the funny money system's going to have to go bye-bye. So even if you're a card-carrying commie and you go to Wall Street, at least you got a valid point, brother. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.